Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Senior Dharma Teacher Julie Nelson.
So Sheen is holding us. We're sitting together, we're walking together, eating together, keeping custody of the eyes, keeping silence. We're all holding each other, and Sesshin is holding us all. I've been particularly conscious of this now, because my own health has been up and down lately. And a couple weeks ago, for a number of days, I really was unable to do formal practice on my own. Just getting through the day was enough struggle. These health issues seem to come and go, worse days and better days. But I could go to a group, and I could sit Zazen with the support of other people. And I can feel that support here from this group as this thing called Sesshin goes on. And Sesshin holds us in this wonderful way that very graciously and gracefully accommodates our free fall. I heard it said one time that Zen is like jumping out of an airplane. The bad news is there's no parachute. The good news is there's no ground. And that parachute, to me, is, you know, all of my plans, my identities. I'm going to, you know, get to so many thousand feet and I can pull this cord and then I'll be safe. And I think as we enter Sesshin and go deeper and deeper, a lot of those habits and a lot of those expectations, the way we form our identity, drop off. Having been sick, a lot of my expectations about Sesshin have changed. When I first came to Sesshin, I really didn't know what to expect, and you know, some things were right, some things were wrong, some things were utterly unexpected and surprising. Now that I've been to a number of Sesshins, I tend to, you know, get into the habit of thinking I've got a general idea of what's going to happen. Probably not. We're told in one of the readings in the Sutra book, we don't really know if we have a morning and an evening. With my health issues, I really don't know whether I'm going to be sitting upright the whole Sesshin or in some more accommodating position or on my bed or leaving for home. And that's really true of all of us. The unexpected can happen. And Sesshin, this thing we create, we work very hard to get here. We work very hard to get here and put our butts on the cushion over and over again, do our jobs, the officers, Samu, everything else. We do a lot of doing. And yet there's something so unconditional about what happens. Ming in the story that we're talking about works so hard. He's so disciplined, runs so far, is so strong. And the teaching is utterly unexpected. Wu Men says it comes from Hakuin's grandmotherly kindness, giving him a teaching he doesn't even need to chew. So as we sit here, feel this support for the free fall. Feel the support and be willing to be surprised. Thank you.